David Noble is with us. David, welcome to AFL Nation.
G'day, Jared. How are you going?
I'm well. Is there an exciting feel in the air?
Sure is. Absolutely. The sun's just setting beautifully over the seats at the western end. And, yeah, no, we're very much looking forward to getting out there tonight again.
Right. You don't have to rub it in. Just we're in Melbourne, David. Thanks for that.
And just now, the point of business today, is Darcy Gardner going to be a late withdrawal?
Yeah, they're going through the final stages of him inside now, so it's going to be touch and go, I think.
What's happened?
So we'll know in the next 15 minutes. He's just got some general knee soreness over this week that hasn't really settled. We had a good look at him again yesterday, and their docs are just going through all the combinations that they can, strapping, injections, all that type of thing. So that's the last little piece that they're trying to put together as we speak.
How big are these calls ahead of a preliminary final, David?
Well, I think at the end of the day, Jared, it's my own philosophy is I don't think you take injured players in. If they're not up to it and they can't deliver what they need to, then you just have to make the call and bring another person in. So we'd love Darcy to be out there. If he can get through, then that'd be great for us. If not, well, we'll just have to deal with it and move on.
Would it be Jack Payne that comes in?
I think so, Hutto. Yeah. Yeah. It was good for us to be able to give Jack those 4 or 5 games when Harris was out. Just a little bit more understanding of the system and how he rolls and covers and how we shift that defence around. And now that Harris is back in, if it's Jack, yeah, we think he's got some flexibility, not only his size, but his speed. He's got great closing speed as well.
Nobes, it's Bob Murphy here. Congratulations. Good luck tonight. If Gardner is out, will McStay go back, do you think?
No, he won't, Bob. We're pretty clear on how that forward line's functioned. It's got some real potency about it. If you look at our inside 50 numbers and our ability to get on the scoreboard, Dan plays a really important role in that lead-up. Bullocking, very good defensively, hits the ball hard on the deck. So that wouldn't be an option.
Nobes, good luck. Hope it goes your way. And
thanks, Bill.
Just let's hope that you can get it done. I don't know if there's a couple of gentlemen in here that don't sort of necessarily see it that way. But Ryan Lester, I was quite surprised, actually, that you selected him to play on Jack Riewoldt last week. But I thought he did a really good job in that role. Number one, that was great that he's had that sort of experience. Number two is he's likely to get some pretty big jobs again tonight now.
Yeah, he is. He's worked really closely, Flower, with... He did a bit of work early in the year when we were allowed with Hodgie. His body work, his all body spoiling, his capacity to play different types of forwards from different angles has been something that Ryan's really worked on. And to be able to take up those opportunities and to have those key roles for us has been really helpful for us, those unheralded defenders that we can move and just play them on those guys with confidence and know that they can get the job done.
I just thought that you look so much more mature in the qualifying final. I thought you had some younger players who just looked like the 12 months had done served them so well. Stasevich, Bailey, Rayner, guys like that, really did sort of handle the occasion very, very well.
Yeah, I think what we learned out of last year was that whilst it's the right thing that the players are trying to help, the better thing to do is to probably just continue to play your role and back in your teammate. And I think the intent is right with what we tried to do a number of times. And I think we've implemented that. The coaches have done a great job of handling that maturity or that understanding within, tighter games throughout this year. St Kilda one comes to mind, the last 5 minutes of that and the Richmond final, obviously. So, yeah, we think that we have got a slightly better feel and look in that maturity factor.
Just very quickly, how big is the expectation up there? I mean, everyone sort of says here's the grand final is now at the Gabba. From your knowledge and understanding of your supporter base and just everyone within the state, really, I mean, does it add any more pressure to the group to actually get there?
I think it adds a little bit. I don't think it's as intense as what it is in, say, Victoria. It's probably not as frequently, referred to in the streets more so.
Sure.
Up here. it's certainly radio, TV coverage, way more interest, obviously, in press conferences with our players on a Monday, that type of thing. So there's certainly a sense of it, but maybe not as big as it would have been in say, Victoria.
How's Fags pitched at all, David, this week? We're all marvelling at what he's doing. How's he, we've spoken about the nature of preliminary finals, to embrace it, to understand it. How's he pitched it with his players?
Oh, look, he's been good, Jerry. He's got his meeting not far away, and he's actually a little bit more relaxed than the Richmond game. The essence of his discussion with the group yesterday was that he's been in, I think it's 7 or 8 prelims. He understands how hard they've been. He's been part of those handful of games that the Hawks won by, you know, within a kick. So he certainly understands the depths of and levels that the players are going to have to reach to. And I think it was a great story he was able to, you know, to deliver to the players. They've now experienced it and won a final first, and now we've got to go back and experience a prelim on a whole new different range of experiences.
No, it was the Cats experts at controlling the ball and moving opposition around and cranking up uncontested marks. How much of an emphasis on your boys is to close down that first one to stop those easy ones?
Yeah, it's probably part of our normal DNA, Bob. We're not a big conceder of uncontested marks if we can help it. So again, if our guys are on point, you know, our forwards can shift up, take that space away. It's certainly an integral part, as we know that the Cats do like to control, move the ball. So that'll be an interesting, you know, tactic to sort of see, watch, and see how it plays out.
There's been a mild obsession with Paddy Dangerfield in the discussion around these guys. Has he popped up at all in your planning?
Not any more than anyone else. He popped up on my son's Instagram last week when he had that photo with him after the game. But no, not any more, Jared, than Hawke or Selwood. You know, they've got a handful of stars that we have to give, you know, equal amount of time and planning to.
And you've got your own stars as well. Lachie Neal has a big couple of nights ahead of him in most people's expectations. Just give us an insight into his demeanour as he looks to put the finishing touches to what's been a stellar season.
Yeah, he was inside about 15 minutes ago just having a bit of a look at the IPL cricket and just chilling out a little bit. He doesn't get too involved, you know, in the game too early. He's able to manage his emotions really well, and I would hope that he's going to give the opposition lots of headaches on the deck tonight.
Do you expect him to get a touch in the first quarter this week?
I bloody hope so.
it's a good note on which to finish, David. Good luck for the night. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Good on you, David. Cheers. Noble, the general manager of footy at the Lions.